This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number for you tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and do that there. In fact, you can actually create the content there on the website. One of the top stories, as voted by listeners like you, is about a teenager suing the police. He says you need a warrant to check his breath for booze. And it's kind of an interesting story. Plus, on the way, robot rights. There's already a discussion about considering robots as persons over in Europe. Johnson, you want to talk about managing.
Yes.
Being a manager? What about, right. What specifically?
Correct. That it's possible for managers, just the position, managers, to ruin one of the best things about work.
All right. We'll find out more about that coming up here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But the number one story right now, as submitted by Fibery on freetalklive.com, is this teenager suing the police. It's coming out of Detroit Free Press. No search warrant, no breath test. That's the gist of a lawsuit filed by a college-bound teenager from Gross Township who claims that a police officer unlawfully tried to subject her to a breathalyzer test when he didn't have a search warrant. She refused and received a ticket. The officer then got hit with a lawsuit filed in federal court. He messed with the wrong teenager in this particular case.
Lucky for her that she can afford the lawyers on that.
Yeah, presumably. Maybe she's been giving them gratis, but I don't know. She's a high school senior, Casey Guthrie. An honor student, in fact, who is headed to Michigan State University in the fall. She filed the lawsuit Monday contesting the constitutionality of a warrantless breathalyzer test on a minor. Specifically, the 17-year-old plaintiff is challenging a local ordinance and state law that allow police officers to perform breathalyzing tests on people 20 years or younger without a warrant. Casey claims this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches. And you know, I'm no attorney, but it sounds like she might have a case.
Right.
You can't discriminate against one group of people just because they're under a certain age, mm-hmm. as far as searches are concerned. Certainly, the alcohol laws are discriminatory on their face in that, and that would kind of be an interesting suit as well to just simply sue prohibition, sue the state over prohibition.
Right.
How can you say that 21 is the legal age for drinking, while 18 is the legal age for doing pretty much everything else.
Getting killed,
smoking cigarettes, making your own decisions for yourself generally. But this one decision, drinking, you got to put that one off for another 3 years.
Right.
As though any of the people who signed the law, whenever the hell it was, however many decades ago that made it 21, was it a couple few decades ago?
Right.
As though any of those people didn't drink under the age of 21.
Right.
I mean, when you talk to the police, if they're honest with you, they'll say they drank under the age of 21, and the rest of them just won't answer the question.
It'd be interesting to be drunk under the legal limit and say, I'm not able to consent to your laws.
That would be nice. And how did their laws get their application in real life? It's just men with guns. So I think this is an interesting case. She is challenging, again, both a local ordinance and a state law. The issue stems from an incident in May when a police officer pulled over a car of teenagers, asked them to take breathalyzers to check whether they'd been drinking. Now, this is a thing with news media, and it really is it's kind of one of my pet peeves, is when they say the government asks something.
Right.
The officer did not ask for this.
Yeah.
There's a law that allows the officer to forcibly breathalyze somebody, to demand a breathalyzer be taken, and she received a ticket because she did not take the breathalyzer. So she's punished for not conceding to his demands. And so,
how would they write that if it was normalized to say that? I mean, you know, obviously
the officer demanded.
Yeah, rather than saying, you know, I mean, I would love to see it say the officer, you know, threatened by, you know, sure. threatened by will of force, or you know, threatened to harm. This girl, if she didn't comply.
That's why we need more libertarians and voluntarists in the media, right. So they can actually sculpt language that will be more accurate to what actually went on. Now, of course, probably has to get that past some sort of news editor. But
right. If
you've got a libertarian news editor, then maybe something like that would actually fly. It would be interesting to see the news really call out the government for what they are. I mean, to some extent, we do that here on Free Talk Live. We do it over at freekeen.com. But it would be nice if we had more of that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Casey, by the way, was a passenger in said vehicle, so not even one of the drivers. Now, there are different rules for driving when the police, and I don't know what they are in various different states, but if the police pull you over and they have a reasonable suspicion and they can demand that you take a breathalyzer, in that case, that applies to everybody. Now, and that's when the police have some sort of reasonable suspicion, like, oh, I smell alcohol on your breath. So that would be the RAS they would need to...
Right. Of course, they could just say that, but...
That is part of the problem with the leeway that the police have. And, of course, we'll let them get away with that.
We don't have smell-o-vision cameras in the police cars yet to verify the veracity of the truth of what they're saying.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to passengers, though, if you are over the age of 21, then the cop really has no business breathalyzing you.
Right.
And so Casey was a passenger. She refused to blow into the machine. He, of course, wanted to know whether they'd been drinking, so the officer wrote her a ticket under the ordinance, says the lawsuit. Casey's lawyer, Mike Rataj, said of police officers writing tickets based on these warrantless searches, quote, they have no right to do what they're doing. It's a misdemeanor. It goes on a kid's record. In order for the police to do this, they've got to first get a search warrant. That's the bottom line. What's especially egregious, says her attorney, is that police are intimidating teenagers into taking breathalyzers and telling them, you need to prove your innocence. That's not the way the criminal justice system works. And this isn't, you know, hard to believe. You've got teenagers who are being raised in government indoctrination camps, government schools, where they're taught to do what the police say. I remember when I went to school, I don't know if they did this when you were, you went to college in Florida, right?
Right.
You went to school in Connecticut or Maine?
And part in Connecticut a little bit.
So I know you went to, like it was a boarding school or something like
that. That's correct, yes.
So I'm curious to know if you had an experience like this. When I went to school, the police would trot out once a year all their trucks and whatever. You know, they didn't have the Bearcat back then.
No, that did not happen in my school.
They actually brought, like, the SWAT team helicopter out, landed it in the school field next door, and they had, like, the SWAT truck and all the weapons out that they use and, you know, all their toys. It was like police show-off day.
Right.
And, of course, officers out there answering questions. And this was really like a real puff piece for the police. It made them look like heroes. It made them look like this badass, you know, team, the squad, or that's out there fighting crime and fighting drugs. And did you get any of that kind of messaging, even if it wasn't from the police? Was it the schools?
I mean, a little bit of pro-government messaging, but not like that. You know, more talking about government in general, you know, like being a politician, being a statesman, talking about founding fathers, like government kind of class, but that's it.
Were they wanting to, like, have you run for office? Or just...
No, not in school. Okay. That was not the focus ever. And the school that I went to for my senior year of high school was founded by my class. So, you know, it was the first year. It was the charter year of that school. So, you know, I was like, oh, they're opening a school in Connecticut for this school. I'll be close at home. So I did that. And so that was that school being established. Like, the focus was kind of that, you know.
So you never really grew up. Did you grow up at all with the police are good guys mentality? Was that inculcated in you by your parents at all?
I'm sure a lot of people would say that, you know, and have said that. But, yeah, definitely my parents were liberals, you know. But in terms of really inculcating it, no. And I wouldn't have been receptive to that from a pretty young age anyway.
But a lot of teenagers, unfortunately, are, and they don't know their rights. They've been indoctrinated by the state. And when a police officer by the time you're a certain level of teenager, you probably know cops aren't your friends.
Yeah, I should say that it's not that I've ever felt that cops aren't good guys. I just feel that they're stupid. that they're not unfortunately, they're just ignorant, and they are targeting crimes without victims, and they don't care or whatever. They're just out there to make money. They're out there
to laziness.
I think it's ignorance
or
and
greed.
It's ignorance and greed, and they're out there to collect for their department.
More about these illegal, allegedly breathalyzers in Michigan.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, if you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care, well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer for you. They've got affordable health care options that allow Americans to enroll any time of the year. Now, for those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and the mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call them up at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request your free estimate. More about the heroic teenager who is suing the police over what she says are completely unconstitutional searches.
Sue the police. Sue the police.
Well, it might be more effective than having sex with them, I suppose. Gross L-L-E or I-L-E? I think it's I-L-E. Gross Isle, high school senior Casey Guthrie. She's an honor student. She's suing the police. She's suing the state and the town, basically, over these ordinances and state law that, I guess, authorizes it to have police officers perform breathalyzer tests on people, anyone who's under the age of 21, basically. If you're 20 years or under, the cops can just stop you and give you a breathalyzer.
Right.
Which is crazy and obviously unconstitutional, especially for a young lady who was just a passenger in a car. We'll get back into it, but first, Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, it was announced that the Arizona economy is doing so much better than the New Mexico's economy.
And it was announced. Now, where and how or when was this announced?
Well, you know what? I'm right here reading an article on the by an independent newspaper of Albuquerque Free Press.
Okay, so there you go. So it makes it's just better when you just go ahead and cite your source. According to the Albuquerque Free Press, Arizona has a better economy than New Mexico. That's better than it was announced.
Well, you know what? Everything I usually say, it was announced on the radio news. So, okay.
Yeah, but do you understand that like radio news could mean like a guy in his garage with a microphone doing some sort of a podcast like that just has no authority to give any kind of reasonable information whatsoever? Like, it might not be a legitimate source.
Let's take it at on its face here that Arizona's economy is doing better than New Mexico. All right.
Okay, so then, this article was actually written by Matt E. Ryan, is an associate professor of economics at Des Quoines University in Pittsburgh. Anyways,
we're getting better here, actually, on the credentials.
She's definitely citing more.
Now we're getting kind of what do they call that? The bibliography, or no? What is it when they have you cite your sources on the?
I think it's bibliography.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
But now it's almost like information overload. So what's your point, Sarah? So what if the economy is better there? Hasn't it always been better? Or are you saying that previously New Mexico's was better than Arizona, and something has changed?
Well, you know what? I think we were quite kind of similar. I mean, Arizona was a little bit better. Now they're doing way much better. And, according to my hypothesis is that, Redflex, the red light camera company, operates out of Phoenix. And, something, all the royalties and profits that gets generated from tickets, it just gets sent
you
back
do know
to
that
Arizona.
I just you do know, Sarah, that the economy is much bigger than just one company, right? So the fact that some red light corporation, red light ticketing organization is located in Arizona in no way, shape, or form is going to swing the economy in one way or another. I mean, I understand they probably reap a lot of profits from writing all those red light tickets, but they're just one corporation.
Well, but you realize that Arizona is a camera state. I was told that they have cameras on the freeways. I don't know. It's like I was told that the industry is based on cameras taking pictures of you and finding you, right? I mean, there's a big business there.
Yeah, there's a huge business there. And it's a bad business. It's an evil business that is run by people who are profiting from their buddies in government that are sending them all of this income, sending them all of these profits. Ridiculous amounts of money.
Well, think about it. The thing is, if there's a ticket that got issued out in Atlanta, Georgia, or Chicago, Illinois.
That's all coming into Arizona is what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Well, the thing is that they get royalties. They still have a patent. Whoever has invented it, they're going to have the patent for the next.
I bet you they're getting majority of those checks. I wonder. Yeah, it does make me wonder what the breakdown is. You know, there's some sort of agreement that they have with each city that they're installing these red light cameras. And I suspect the agreements differ based on what kind of weight the cities have and how many other competitors there are out there as far as who else is offering similar red light camera operation services. But it does make me wonder of, let's say, the ticket for a red light camera is $100. I don't know what it actually is, but if it's $100, what portion of that $100 is going to the city? What portion of the $100 is going to the red light camera company? I bet they're taking a good chunk. If not the majority, I bet it's, 40% or something like that. I bet it's a good chunk of cash.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what the breakdown is. One of the big arguments is that people wanted those cameras to be, like, city or state-owned. But as long as they have a patent and they still got 70 more years to go, they have to get royalties because they're the inventors.
So don't you think patents should go away?
Well, they still got 70 years or whatever,
yeah,
60 more years.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you about patents in general. Don't you think they should go away? Should we get rid of patents?
Well, you know something? We live in a capitalist economy. Okay,
no, that's not really true.
A capitalist.
That's not really true. It's better described as a mixed economy or a corporatist economy. It's not really true capitalism. But regardless, are you going to defend patents? I mean, aren't you? It sounds to me like you don't think patents are that great.
Well, the biggest complaint is that people did not like some corporatist, I mean, like you said, some big corporation getting royalties from it because they felt like it should be like.
I don't think people like red light cameras. That's what it is. It's not the fact that they're a corporation running it, although there may be some people who would rather get screwed by the state than by some corporation doing business on behalf of the state. To me, it doesn't matter who's doing the screwing. They have a government-granted monopoly on this deal, and that's my objection to it. And part of it is because of those patents that you were talking about. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Didn't really expect Sarah to get into intellectual property.
I found the story she was referring to.
Which one?
The one she was talking about from the Albuquerque Free Press.
All right, stand by. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about search warrants, specifically warrantless searches on teenagers, people under the age of 21 in Michigan, where breathalyzers are being used by police and apparently have for a while. Because most of the time when the cops pick on young people, they're picking on people that don't know their rights.
Right.
So they just go ahead and give up their rights and submit to this breathalyzer and then never do anything about it. In this case, the young lady did not submit to the breathalyzer, was ticketed for it, and is now countersuing in federal court.
Do you want to take a diversion for a little bit? Because
yes.
I did find the article that Sarah had mentioned to us, and I always find it entertaining to, like, you know, verify and fact check things that she says.
Because she's full of it on so much. Now, what you're referring to is an article she called up about. She first said it was announced.
Right.
Something about how Arizona is having a better economy than New Mexico, and I asked her immediately to specify who announced this and where. Let's get specific. And so she named an article in an independent publication there. I guess it was it Arizona publication or New Mexico?
That's right. Well, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque. So in the local Albuquerque independent publication, she cited an article. Then further, she went along to cite who allegedly wrote the article. But, Johnson, you found out that was not true.
Right. So I got from the Albuquerque Free Press to this article in the Albuquerque Journal that was a guest column by resident You know, this is his credential. Albuquerque resident, Charles Whitehurst. So that's his credentials. However,
well, that's all you need to have an opinion, is that you can fog a mirror. I mean, that's all you really need.
Sure. So, however, he mentions this study that she mentioned. So that's probably where she was getting it from, was from this article. So, criticism of Governor Susana Martinez by the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is supported by years of ineptness by New Mexico policymakers. Well, that's a message I can get behind. A study by Professor Matt Ryan of Duquesne University comparing the economic growth of New Mexico and Arizona over a 50-year period, 1960 to 2010 approximately, is an enlightening read. His study looked at various public policy decisions that could impact economic growth either positively or negatively. The political parties in power make policies, and in New Mexico, those policies made largely by Democrats have been lessons in futility. Ryan's study showed that in the 1960s, both states were in the bottom third of the states in the economic growth. Today, Arizona is in the upper half and is still growing. New Mexico remains in the lower third, not only in economic growth, but in most other categories.
There's no doubt that economic, you know, these policies by government can absolutely hinder growth. It'll make it the difference between a corporation. The corporation's going to move down to the Southwest, and Arizona's got a better climate for taxes or whatever. They're going to move there. Hold the rest. If there's more that you want to share, hang on.
You know, that's it. I think that's enough. We give it the flavor
Let's
of it.
Let's talk to Ron. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Ian. Good to hear your voice again, man.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I'm just sitting here in Port Fresh listening to your broadcasting live down here. It's a shame you're not here, buddy.
Well, it's not my problem.
Where are we broadcasting live out of?
Derek J. took down the equipment from the remote broadcast equipment, the LRN.FM.
I thought this
live.
Was like, you know, like, this is...
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody's got your streaming on and they're playing it through loudspeakers or something, but I'm sitting here listening to you. I haven't heard you something kick you off the air down in Raleigh.
Well, usually what happens there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, having been to a number of those events and broadcast live from them until the Free State Project gave us the boot this year over my views, my libertarian views on age of consent, kicked us out of the event. But anyway, what normally happens is there's a speaker that's pointed out the broadcast room window that sort of blankets that area of the campground with whatever show's audio is on at the time. And so I know Derek J. has set that up. So I don't know where – that's probably where you're hearing it coming from.
I've never been to Port Fresh before. It's the first time, and I only learned about it from listening to you. And it's a great event, man. It's pretty cool. I'm enjoying it for sure.
Cool, man. Well, have fun up there. It's a great, you know, it was a great event. It may still be a great event. I don't know. I'm not there this year.
Why don't you put on a wig and some high heel shoes or something and come down here in the sky?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ron, and have a good time out there. Well, you know, it's not that I would be against putting on a wig or high heeled shoes. That would be kind of fun. But Buzz's big gay dance party isn't happening, so wigs and high heels just doesn't have the same.
I was amused by the idea that, you know, somebody said, you know, because Free Talk Live got the boot, you know, I sell the merchandise for Free Talk Live. And
you do.
And
you're not right now. She's not at Pork Fest.
That's correct. But it would be, I was thinking it would be music, because if I did go and somehow underground, like sell it out of the trunk of my vehicle or something, then it would be the first black market established
at Pork Fest.
It would be the first black market with the rules coming from the administration or whatever you want to say.
Well, there have been more rules kind of put on at Pork Fest over the years. I remember I was having a discussion on Facebook a few days ago, and the issue was brought up over Chris Cantwell's ban from Pork Fest.
Right.
He was banned before I was.
And he went, and he like had a little barbecue across the street.
That was last year. He went one and hung out across the street and had some drinks with some people there. I went out to see him, as well as several others. But the year prior to that, I think it was the year prior to that, they were actually searching cars because they had heard that Chris Cantwell was going to come to the campsite. Mm-hmm. And so they were stopping cars and searching them.
There was another reason for that. Like probably a more legitimately accurate reason, which was that they actually had people from town, locals, who were stealing the magnets off of people's cars, going into the campground, and then stealing things from people.
Okay, well,
they actually had to chase some people off of the campground.
I haven't heard about that. Yeah. All I know is there's video of them searching for Christopher Cantwell when one of the folks was coming in a truck or something like that. So that's, you know, to me, when the
event, when did they go up and be like, do you have a Christopher Cantwell in your vehicle?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the video in a long time, but there is video of them conducting these searches.
Yeah, but I mean, the question is, are you sure that the search was for Christopher Cantwell, or if it was to find out whether or not these people were?
I guess I'm not sure at this point, but I feel like that was what it was all about, and I'll have to pull up the video now at this point and see if I can find out for sure for you. But either way, to me, that was where the event jumped the shark. Even if they weren't searching for Chris Cantwell, just the idea of searching vehicles at a Freedom Festival seems pretty ridiculous on its face.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I remember they had the kid, you know, as a kid, Rebecca, Rebecca A., who was, you know, basically warning people as they were going out at night, not even coming in, warning them as they were going out, take your magnets, take them off your vehicle and put them in your vehicle, because they were warning people that this was happening. It happened, like, multiple times. So, you know, I think to a certain extent it makes sense if you're having any kind of event to protect the people inside.
But that's not security. I mean, look, you could still go in there and park and walk into the park. I mean, there's that year you could. I don't know how much more restrictive they are now.
But they're not going to be able to, like, steal things in a vehicle and take off. You know, like, that's... So there's some security to that.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
You know, if you're just checking to see, hey, do you have your wristband? Because that's all they were asking for. Like, I would hold up my wristband on the way in, and they wouldn't even stop me. If I held my arm out the window and held up my wristband, they would just wave you on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can understand the arguments there, but it just doesn't feel like a Freedom Festival when you've got the you know, the Nazis at the door. Searching people. Sorry, it just doesn't have that feeling. So to me, that's when the event kind of jumped the shark, if you will. And some people are upset this year over them not allowing Free Talk Live to broadcast, which, as you can...
Definitely, I'm in that category.
As you've heard from our caller there, someone is still going ahead and broadcasting Free Talk Live at Porkfest. So apparently we're still being heard at the event. So hello to everybody at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And I heard that there's now an LRN banner. Is that true?
I don't know if it was hung up today or not, but it was sent up there with Rich Paul yesterday or late last night. So hopefully the LRN banner has been hung. There was some drama about them not allowing the LRN banner to be hung. And then last night going back on that prohibition. So they changed their mind about that. So that's good. They being one of the organizers, I guess, to be more specific. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The claim was that the organizer thought that LRN was 24-hour Free Talk Live, so that's why.
Interesting.
It's Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're looking to promote your business, grab some business cards, 500 of them, custom business cards for just $9.99. When you use code FTL at the checkout of Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint's great for small business owners. They've got all kinds of things besides business cards they can do for you, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Super easy to use their customizer there for the business cards on their website. I've done it. In fact, I did it with the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards that I made, full color cards, because you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. You can upload an entire design if you want, or just upload your logo into one of their existing designs. Super easy, and they guarantee that you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout, and get your 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here, apparently being broadcast live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival campground, which is great. It's great that we're at the very least being heard at that event. I still think it's an important event for liberty-minded people to come together and enjoy each other's company. I can understand why some people don't want to go. I, by the way, never asked anyone to not go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, even after they kicked me and Free Talk Live out of the event. I think that if you haven't been to one, you probably should go if you'd wanted to.
So can I admit something?
Sure.
I always thought that the Porkfest week of Free Talk Live was the worst week of radio.
Oh, is that right? Just because of all the interviews?
It's just a mess. You know, it's poor audio quality, and it's just like, a revolving door of just all these random people. It's hard to follow. I like it when, it's great that you get the opportunity to talk to so many people and activists around the country and whatnot, but it's better. I just find it better when they just call in,
But they really don't
share a story. I know, but that's their fault. You know?
It is. Yeah. That's why we
it's
get
better
Sarah
to have them
night.
On really, good audio and, not, over a weird connection and all that stuff.
I had fun with it. It's fun to do.
Sure.
It's fun to do a show live in front of an audience. It's pretty rare
right.
that happens. And so that was fun. It's fun to meet the people that have been listening for a long time, and it's certainly fun for them.
Right.
It's a lot of fun for somebody who's a listener of the show to be able to come out and actually meet the people that they're listening to. So that's a cool thing.
Well, hopefully eventually King Benjamin will make a comeback or, you know, whatever.
Well, I got no plans to do it at the moment. It's just, you know, I've got enough on my plate.
Sure.
Kind of how I feel.
Sure.
At this time. And there's something to be said for kind of going out when something's fun, you know,
right.
and not letting it die off. Going out on top, as
right,
they call
right.
it. Not that I would say Keenvention was on top of anything. It
right.
was just a fun little convention that we did here in town for Liberty activists. And it went through 3 years, and it was a good three
yeah.
years. So it never really got bad. You know,
right.
Keenvention never had the chance to jump the shark or
right.
anything like that and get overmanaged or
right.
something like that. I mean, and again, kudos to all the people who've run the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I would not rain on somebody's parade to say, oh, you did a bad job. That's a hard thing to put together. I wouldn't
right.
want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's not, you know, it's not like a music festival. There's a music component, but there are a lot of speeches, and there's panel discussions, and then there's activities and, like, stuff for kids and stuff for families and stuff for couples or whatever. There's all kinds of different tracks, if you will,
right.
going on at that event, and try to juggle all of that and still deal with admissions and all the other issues that are going to crop up
right.
with somebody getting locked out of their hotel room or whatever, the bathrooms are overflowing. I mean, there's always some sort of
sewage is leaking onto campsites.
It's happened. It's happened more than once.
Right.
So to have to deal with all that, that's not an easy thing.
The water also dies every year. That's another one that's not quite fun.
Yeah, I heard there was some sort of issue already on, like, Sunday night, but I don't know.
That's very soon for the water to die. That's crazy.
But, you know, some of the issues with the event over the years have, besides what you just mentioned, have been that some of the vendors have been upset because they feel like it's become more expensive and more onerous to be a vendor there with more rules being placed on the vendors.
Speaking of vendors, I told Derek that I was glad that he was actually there because who else is going to yell at the inspectors if they show up again?
The cops? Oh, you mean the tax cops?
Yeah, the tax cops. And, well, not just tax cops, but also making sure that people are licensed to distribute food.
Well,
but the health code inspector or whatever it was, the one.
Yeah, I guess they weren't doing that job there last year.
Yeah.
They were just checking revenue. They were revenue cops, basically
right.
revenue enforcers.
Right. But they did say that they wanted to make sure that everyone was licensed.
Correct. Licensed to collect sales tax for the full week. That was kind of what their goal was there. But yeah, Derek Jay's still there. There's still some great activists that are attending this year. And it's weird watching it from the outside after having been involved with it directly for
right.
so many years. I mean, not to say I mind just kicking back on my porch
yeah,
for a week.
Yeah, the stress level. I mean, I'm already kind of stressed out from a lot of other stuff this week, and it's great to not have that on top of things.
Yep. So and also some people are still, you know, they're still coming into Keene. We just had the guy from Roberts & Roberts, Tim,
cool.
was in town today hanging out. He went to our Bitcoin meetup,
right.
Which happened today. It was real small, but
right.
it happened. And then there was another guy who came here before. A couple few people came before the Porcupine
right.
Freedom Festival. And then afterwards, we'll probably have some folks come here for Social Sundays, Sunday at 6 p.m. Here, there's a meetup that happens every week on Main
right.
Street in Keene, at a place called Local Burger that actually accepts Bitcoin. So that's always a cool thing for
right.
for a libertarian to attend. So, you know, anybody that wants to can certainly come visit. There was a guy who emailed the other day. He's like, well, I might leave Porkfest early and come down and check out Keene. I said, sure, we'll put together a meet and greet. It's no problem.
Right.
So, anyway, have fun if you're up there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like I said, I didn't tell anybody to not go to it, but a bunch of people decided they didn't want to go, and I can understand why that is. There's a group of people who have created a schism where one didn't really need to exist, and they hate
right.
me. They hate
yeah.
me so much that they signed some sort of petition and got
yeah.
themselves. They got themselves into positions of influence within the Free State Project, and they made it so they basically what happened was they said, well, if you don't do something about Ian Freeman, we're going to stop supporting the Free State Project. We're
right.
going to stop volunteering at your events.
Yeah.
And if your volunteers are going to mutiny, then
right.
what do you do?
Right.
You do what they want you to.
Or you get new volunteers.
Or you get new volunteers, but that's
not easy.
There
never seemed to be it doesn't seem to be a shortage around the...
I don't know, dude. It's not easy to get volunteers in general.
Right.
I mean, have you wrangled volunteers
before? I would also say, though, like, a lot of the key positions, though, around Porkfest have always been paid. They're not volunteer positions. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So, you know, it's like, okay, you know, when people are making lots and lots of money, you know, it's like, well, you could divvy that up and pay a lot more volunteers smaller amounts of money.
Hmm.
You know, that would happen too, or could happen too. You know, and I think that there are a lot of volunteers that, you know, would work completely gratis for Porkfest.
Yeah, maybe so. But either way, they would have been picking a side, right? So they would either pick the side of the people who are their existing supporters and who say
it
you
was
need
very
to get rid of Ian Freeman.
You know, a lot of the selection of people around that, I've always gotten the vibe of a very clicky sort of group for selection for who's going to organize and who's going to be involved in Porkfest. It's been very controlled from sort of the inside. I think ever since, and I'll just go ahead and say it, ever since Curtis. You know, people were, we can't have another Curtis. Because he made a lot of people angry. But I think, you know, and I don't really know all the economics of it, so I'm kind of speaking from just complete hearsay from all the different people I've sort of talked to, but it seemed like while he made a lot of people angry that he seemed to run it financially fairly well, like in other words, in terms of, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the details were there, but one thing's for sure, any decisions you make are going to piss somebody off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And so that's just, you got to be true to yourself, otherwise you're living for those other people. And so I'm glad I'm gone from the event. I mean, it's sad that I can't be there to hang out with some of my friends who I don't see very often or whatever, but hey, we're here in Keene, we're here 52 weeks a year, so, you know, come on up, move to New Hampshire and get active here. People talk about Porkfest as though it's the best week of their life.
Right.
Being around all these other libertarians, voluntarists, and whoever, anarchists. And it is a cool feeling. But you could have that feeling 52 weeks of the year. Just move to New Hampshire and, you know, get active here. Get into these communities of activists. Yeah, some people don't get along.
Yeah.
So what? That's what happens with people. Get over it and find the people that you do get along with. Hang out with those people. There's enough of those folks here. There's plenty of people here. There's thousands of people that have come here to New Hampshire already, and there's thousands more coming. I guarantee you, you're going to see more drama over time, but you're also going to see more get done because there's going to be more people approaching things from different directions, trying new approaches, and whenever you do something that puts yourself out there and your viewpoints, people are going to hate you for it. I wish it weren't that way, but that's just the way things are. So, again, I hope everybody out there at Porkfest has fun. And there's no prohibition on Porkfest calls, by the way. The dude who was a new listener, or I guess longtime listener, first time at Porkfest called up this hour. If you saw something that was cool today, call up and tell
us
about
it. Was that Shire Silver Run, or is it a different run?
No, that was somebody who I wasn't familiar with.
Okay.
But if, you know, you saw something that was cool, you want to share, feel free. Phones are open here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although, my understanding, they're not doing, like, keynotes this year or something like that. Honestly, I haven't followed closely. And they made it so you can't even see the schedule on the website without logging in. So that's kind of weird. It's like a closed event now. It's weird.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.